Hey, Brooks.
It's Basement Buddies.
How are you, buddy? It's John.
We're two friends.
Yeah.
In a basement. And we started a podcast.
Can you believe it? What an incredible thing we've done.
Well, the next podcast we were going to start was TikTok Talk.
Right. It already exists.
It already exists. We checked it out. It's the first and only episode back in April. So I think we can...
You could strong arm her,
John,
and get it away from her.
John and Brooks's TikTok talk.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or TikTok talk with John and Brooks.
There you go.
Thank you for telling me, forcefully grabbing my phone from me. And
it's just full of doofuses. And I thought, you know what, Brooks? These are your people.
It's everything I ever hoped for in a social media.
Yeah, no talking.
It's just nonstop, just video, short videos, and some are funny, some have dogs and cats, and some are really heartfelt. I skip those ones and just move on to the...
Well, you know, it's full of Chinese spyware. That's the big deal these days.
I heard about that, and what are they going to steal from me? What are they spying?
They're just watching your behavior on your phone so they can target ads to you better. So you'll buy inflatable hot tubs and shit like that.
Man, people in America.
All my ads now are for fucking inflatable hot tubs.
People in America really love dancing.
Yeah,
apparently. To hip hop music.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying before, there's nothing going on. So TikTok's like basically the only thing that has
It's
content that's interesting to me.
It's the only thing that's going on, and I've noticed since I joined like 5 days ago.
Uh-huh.
Follow at Basement Buddies Pod on TikTok.
Dancing around like a doofus.
And I'm dancing around like a doofus, and it gives me something to think about that's not the world and all the terrible things going on.
It's a nice distraction.
And I've noticed that's what a lot of the people on there, like, it's got a fresh crop of adults.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped on TikTok because of Facebook is really depressing and arguments break out everywhere.
It's Facebook's trash. There's nothing on there. And Instagram's basically the same thing. It's a little bit better because you have to put a picture,
mm-hmm.
but it's still just garbage as far as I'm concerned. Not garbage. It's just none of it's very interesting. I love seeing pictures of people's kids.
I'll keep using Facebook for all my silliness and family and whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to try to look at it less and less because I've made a thing. Don't look at any comments for news articles.
Oh yeah.
I have to just get rid of all the news things on there that I'm following. So I am not tempted
to read that shit.
It's like, here's a pretty reasonable thing. And I'm like, okay, if I click on the comments, somebody is going to be how many down before someone is highly offended about this reasonable thing? Oh, there it is. Yeah. Somebody got called a libtard. There we go.
There we go. We made it. Good job, everyone.
And we did it.
We can go home now.
But TikTok, man, I love it. Thank you, John.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. I mean, it's crack cocaine. It's just distilled
nonstop
nonsense. Yeah.
There's a reason the kids like it.
Yeah. It's as much as I hate to admit it, it's pretty fucking good.
It's
I do get kind of burned out. Like, an hour of TikTok is plenty. And you just start getting the same shit over and over and over.
But have you tried being in watching TikTok while sitting in your hot tub?
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that hot tub.
It goes a lot further.
Stretch it out to 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're prune and you've watched all the TikTok videos out there.
Right. You're at the bottom of the barrel.
Well, come on by.
The one thing I do hate is you can't like skip halfway through a video or whatever. You have to watch the whole thing.
What?
You know, I can't like, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You can't like,
fast forward.
Yeah, I can't fast forward.
If you want to see the beginning again.
No, like some of them you can tell are kind of bait videos. They're like, oh, there's a punchline at the end, but we got a minute and a half build up. I'm like, yeah. Fuck. Just show me like the end. I don't have a very long attention span, so.
So what's happening, John?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Not much. We had a 4th of July yesterday.
Did you do anything with the family?
I went out to my mom's house, and we got a firework bundle from Costco. called the tagline on the top was safe and sane fireworks. It's just like kind of for kids, you
just
know?
A bunch of fountains.
Bunch of fountains, you know, some chickens that lay eggs, a couple of little tanks, a lot of poppets, and that's about it. So it was fun. My Owen is just now, he's six. He gets it now. And he's like, oh yeah, this is fucking rad. Last year he wasn't really into it. But we went over to Pete's house, I think, for a little while.
Did you let him light any of them?
Yeah, I let him light some. We got some sparklers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he was saying today, he's like, Dad, let's light this on fire. Let's light this on fire. He asked me if we could light the rocks on fire. He's got a pile of rocks that he likes playing with.
Well, I got some liquid you could pour on there. And...
yeah, I know. I can't teach him about gasoline yet. So, yeah, he was having a great time. And June was screaming and crying. She really hates loud stuff. Aww. So she wasn't having fun, but she just stayed inside. And it was nice. Yeah, my sister came out and her kids were there. And we hung out with my mom. And she always has a list of chores to do.
Mm-hmm.
While she's over there, it's usually like fix her computer, fix her phone, hang up a picture, you know, change some light bulbs.
I love kind of mom stuff. Chores.
Yeah, I always like doing my mom's chores.
It's like they're pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
If my wife gave me those chores, I'd find a way to stretch them out to like 6 hours, but I'm just doing it for my mom and I'm going to get out of there really quick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, bang, done.
Let me crank out these chores.
You're so strong, John. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Can you reach this top shelf? No problem. Yeah, it's my favorite. Do you like, I always like doing this at the grocery store. Some old lady's like, can you reach that for me? I'm like, yes, I can.
I
you ever get that?
I grab it and then I move it
even
farther away from her. And knock over a shopping cart.
Right. But that is the rule of being a tall guy, is if a old lady asks you to help her.
We're reachers.
You're obligated to. By the code of tall guys,
mm-hmm.
You have to help that old lady.
It's back to the floor is lava. Still been watching quick back.
Oh, yeah?
The tallies have it so easy in that, just like in life, we have an advantage. Yeah. I've made it.
They're just like reaching over the lava.
They're just
fields.
We watched one with the kids last night, and this tall guy just went lone wolf and just ran the whole way and jumped over the finish and left his partners behind. It's supposed to be team.
Oh, I see.
But yep, us tallies, we got to work. Some of them, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
He just does it for himself, man.
What are you talking about? Is he on that show?
No. No, in life.
Oh.
Us tallies, we have to help out our shorter brother.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he doesn't help the short people?
Like, fuck you.
He's at the grocery store pushing down old ladies?
Fuck you, pay me.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that about him.
Yeah.
He always seemed like a nice guy. Guess not?
It's all, yeah, he's a total asshole.
Who knew?
Unless he comes after us.
Yeah, that guy kick our ass. I mean, he's so tall.
Didn't he fight Bruce Lee?
Yeah, I think you're right. Isn't that in, what's that movie where Bruce Lee's like going up the tower?
What is he?
He has to fight guys on different floors.
He got killed by Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee won.
Okay, so yeah. Those shorties they have power in.
I don't remember how he beat him. With his powerful kung fu.
Yeah.
Was he kung, he was like karate, right? He wasn't kung fu.
Is there a difference?
Yes.
One has belts that are useless, and they'll just give a black belt out to anyone. And the other one, you actually have to have some skill.
I'm not
going to
sure.
Decide which one, but you know which one you are if you're doing it.
I've been watching this. What did I watch? I watched a single anime on Netflix. Oh, Castlevania, which was pretty good. I wish I liked anime more because there's so much of it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all kind of terrible.
What's the down? Like, what don't you like about it? I have feelings.
I don't know. They're just usually the story's really complicated and doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they never get to the point, and it's just like the story structure never really interests me. And there's a lot of like interpersonal relationship building that I don't find interesting. I'm like, fight the dragons or whatever. And they never seem to get to the point. I'm like, come on, let's go.
You can do this.
And anyway, I watched Castlevania, which was pretty good. And now Netflix is like, watch all these animes. And I started watching one called Baki, and it's like kung fu and karate fighting. And it's real bad. But I do like the fighting. So I still watch it a little bit.
We, on 4th of July, we watched Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
The musical is on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, I'll have to hurry up and not watch that still.
I like the musical. I've listened to the musical.
Yeah.
Like, I've told you, I wish all of my teachers did all their teaching in music form.
Sure.
But so I learned probably more about American history from the musical Hamilton
right.
than I did in all my years of schooling. But they were singing, and it's hard to, for people that don't know, like the rest of my family, singing to them is kind of hard to follow with all the dancing and stuff
going on. Oh, I'm the same way. I have no idea what anyone's saying.
And yeah, well, you just have to be better, John. Why aren't you as good as me?
My brain just doesn't work that well.
Okay, we'll get to it, but maybe my thing is a mental illness that this person thrives on musicals.
Oh, it could be, yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see how far down in the list it is.
We'll get down there.
But I have, like, I think, I've claimed this in the past. I don't know if it's a real thing, but I read once. It's called auditory processing disorder, where if I'm hearing something, I can only process, like, one aspect at a time. Like, if I'm on the phone and you try talking to me, I don't hear you. I can only hear, like, one stream of audio at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm listening to musicals or something like that, I can hear the music or I can hear the lyrics, but I can't hear them both at the same time.
Hmm.
So I'm like completely lyric retarded. I have no idea.
So we were like 7 minutes into Hamilton and Daniel's like, when is this over?
Yeah.
Jackson's like, is this, how long is this? Well, boys, it's 2 hours and 40 minutes
long. Oh my God. Is it really that long? Holy shit.
It's a full on Broadway show.
Yeah, no thanks.
With an intermission.
Oh,
it's
wow.
They stop for 1 minute about halfway through.
Do the lights come on and you get up and go to the bathroom?
And I ran, got another whiskey and came back.
Okay.
But the way of getting Daniel into it, I said, Daniel, well, coming up soon, there's going to be some fighting, perhaps some cannon play. I mean, I've only heard the musical, so I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
And there's not very much fighting, and I don't think he got to it. But after I said fighting,
He's like, okay.
He scooted a little closer to the TV,
yeah,
started
me.
Paying a little bit more attention, just waiting for it to come. And then, yeah.
That's my motivation when I watch movies. I go, okay, is there going to be some fighting? Is there some boobies in here somewhere?
Nudity, fighting. And what's your third? I guess a plot.
Yeah, I do. I do enjoy plot.
Okay.
If there was cowboys involved somewhere, I'm into it. Actually, I was watching Tombstone the other day because I've never seen it.
Is that the
it's like
one
a
with
classic.
All the
It's got
actors,
everyone famous in
everybody
it.
Famous at the time.
And goddamn, that movie's boring and dumb. And I was like, I do not give a shit about this. And I turned it off like an hour into it.
But it's got...
I don't care.
It's got, what's his name? Goose. Maverick.
Yeah, it's got Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, he's like dying of tuberculosis and he's a drunk. And I was like, okay. I mean, this is like a fun character, but the story is like so slow and plotting. It's sometimes hard to go back and watch old movies, you know?
Yeah.
The pacing is so much slower. Not that I need like a fast, yeah. But I just need something
called,
to happen.
It's called TikTok.
Oh, that's what I need. Yeah, you're right. I will watch a slow movie. I don't mind a slow movie. It's just, I don't know. It depends. I have to be in the right mood.
So, like I was telling before we started, all of my things have to do with watching stuff.
Yeah.
Because my life
in
is...
In life. That's all we have
just,
anymore.
It's just back to, I think, one day this week I got home before 8 o'clock and... Every other night was like getting home at 9:20.
That's wild, dude.
And
is it ever going to let up? Is this just your new life? You work 12 hours a day every day?
I guess so. Must be. I mean, luckily I planned it out where I have a vacation. I've got one more week and then a vacation. And then I've got 3 weeks and then another vacation. So I can limp through.
Yeah, but you're hanging on by a thread by the end of these 3 weeks, right?
And getting home at 9:30, it's like, okay, now I'm having dinner at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm getting in my hot tub for two and a half hours.
Right.
Watching a little TV. By the time I go to bed, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you should go to bed earlier.
I'll probably stop watching.
But it is hard.
Stop watching TV or do I not take a shower?
Well, the thing is, I have to
get my 2 hours of hot tubbing in.
Well, I mean, that's important. I mean, it's good for your body, right? Throw some Epsom salts in there. Get all charged up with magnesium.
I think instead of chlorine, you can go salt water.
Yeah. Isn't that an option? Would it eat through the plastic?
I'll look into it.
Maybe next month. Maybe alternate back and forth.
Or bromine? Ramen?
Whoa? What?
Bromine?
Yeah, no, bromine is a thing.
Okay.
Now, bromine is a chemical
that cleans water liquid.
Fuck if I know. You're the hot tub guy, dude. I don't know.
Hey, I'm only half hot tub guy now. My dad was a hot tub guy. My mom was.
I come from a long, long line of hot tub guys. Oh, speaking of water, I bought myself a pressure washer today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hot tub.
No. Instead, I bought a tool. So I've been painting the side of my garage.
Oh, yeah.
That's attached to my deck. And it's turning out really well. And now I did like the top part of the gable and it looks fucking beautiful. And it makes the rest of the house look bad.
Oh, no.
So I was like, shit, now I got to paint this part of the house too. And it's got all this, cedar siding like your house.
Mm-hmm.
And all the paint's like flaking off. And I was wire brushing it and it doesn't really get much off. And I was thinking, okay, I think maybe a pressure washer would do a good job. So I went to this, I actually stole my mom's old one, but it was missing too many parts. And I went to the store and the parts were like $70. So I was like, well, shit. Because I needed like a new gun and a new hose and a new nozzle.
Yeah, new pressure washer is like $80, right?
So I spent $200. I bought a little bit nicer one.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm buying this for my birthday present, wife. I gave her no option.
Mm-hmm. I hope you still get a birthday present, though.
No, I like to do sometimes,
like a month or two before my birthday.
This is for my birthday.
I'll announce this is my birthday present.
And anyway, I bought it and I used it, and it did a pretty good job. And we started repainting it, and it's looking really good. So anyway, I'm now in possession of a pressure washer, and if I have my choice, I will pressure wash everything.
You want to come on by? I got some things. Is it electric or?
Yeah, it's electric.
Okay. But it's not a high-end electric one?
I mean, it's middle. It's not super fancy. I was thinking, like, because I've debated this forever. This is my way, my life. Mm-hmm. Is I'll be like, let's analyze this for 6 years. And I was just at the store. I was like, well, I want this and I need it kind of.
I'll take that one.
And I was like, this is good enough. And, you know, like, why agonize over even $200 is, like, not that much money. I know it's not nothing, but you know, I have $200.
Have you spent all your stimulus check?
No.
Well, there we go.
Yeah. And so
I was like, you know what?
Fuck it. I'm just going to buy this goddamn thing
and
get it over with and make a decision. So I need it for my deck too. And I'll come up with other justifications for having spent that money.
Writing your name in the, you don't have a sidewalk out in front of your house.
I don't, no. I'll just, I'll truck it down the street.
Long extension cord and hose down to the, to the sidewalk where the deaf folks in front of their house.
Yeah, they won't even know.
Leave them messages.
There we go.
Right, middle of the night, you go out there.
They're not blind. They're just deaf.
Yeah, so they can see your,
my artistry?
Your riddles that you put on on your side. Once the moss on their sidewalk gets
riddles
thick enough.
Riddles involved with like things wrong with their house that they can't notice? I'd be like,
no, send them on a scavenger hunt.
I'd be like, these answer these riddles three. At the stroke of 10, a chicken's hen, your smoke alarm is going off. They do have a smoke alarm that's been chirping, like low battery.
If
you know what I mean? That high-pitched chirp.
If you can't hear, do you even need smoke alarms?
They have ones that flash lights.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They're ahead of me.
No, they know. They know what they're doing.
So I started watching this show called Abandoned.
Okay.
And the first episode was malls. Like, there's all these malls. It's just abandoned places.
Oh, like in China?
This was in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah?
So in the 50s, they started making malls. Yada, yada.
Yeah.
Cleveland was a booming town, or Ohio was, and then 50% of the population left because they all the jobs went to China. And then all these malls are just completely empty.
Sure, yeah.
Like ghost towns. They've been closed for 15 years, and it's just like crazy, just like whatever, zombie apocalypse going on in there and all this stuff. And I'm, man, I don't know where I was going with that story, okay. John.
I know in China, there's like whole abandoned cities.
I saw that back in about 8 years ago.
Because the government can decide, it's, what do they call it? It's like a command government. They can just be like, hey, you know, over there in that field, we're going to build a city.
Mm-hmm.
And they just direct all the construction. And sometimes, like, the city just doesn't work out for whatever reason. And there's a couple of them where it's just, they're big empty cities that they built for no reason.
But this was like, I saw that same thing like 6-8 years ago or something. And those abandoned cities are now completely full.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure.
It's like,
it eventually will work out, but
they're planning ahead. So they just build an entire city.
Yeah.
Full on buildings. And another episode was Newfoundland.
Hmm. Yeah.
There used to be all this crazy fishing up in Canada.
Isn't that where Rob moved? Didn't he go to Newfoundland or Nova Scotia?
Down below Newfoundland on some island.
It's pronounced Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Nope.
Well, if you're from America, you say Newfoundland.
How dare you?
I'm Canadian.
You fucking bigot.
My dad's half Canadian.
Is that right?
He was adopted in Seattle, so we just assume they stole him across
close
the
enough.
Border.
Didn't he do that 23andMe and figure out some genetic relatives? You talked about that.
He's a white. Oh, he found some relatives.
He, like, talked to his sister.
He met a couple sisters.
That's cool.
One of them who lives like
in Forest Grove.
One of them live like 50 miles away. Maybe Forest Grove.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now I have a aunt that is my friend on Facebook.
Hey, man, that's awesome. And you're like, hey, we kind of look like each other.
She looks like a female version of my dad.
Yeah, that's cool. I love seeing that, like, family resemblance.
Apparently, my dad's mom was kind of a trollop.
Oh, is that right?
In the 40s.
Is that where you get it?
That's where I get it. My trollop ways.
You hussy. Sleeping around.
I can't be a trollop, man.
Why? Is that gender specific? Hey, man. It's the new millennium.
No.
Be whatever gender you want, baby.
It's too hard being a trollop.
Oh, it's too much.
Who's into it, man?
It's a younger man's game. Trolloping around.
I can't do it. I even went in my younger days.
No?
I found my lady.
Oh.
You find a lady and you give up your trollop ways, or at least I do because I'm really lazy. And I just grab onto that one as tight as I can and don't let her leave.
And I'll drag her down with me. That's a good plan. That's working out.
So, do you think I should get closer with my aunt? And I think I have some cousins.
I mean, sure.
No?
Okay.
We talked about this. I got plenty of cousins
I'm full.
Speak to anyways.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't want them to feel bad.
Right.
It's like I've become best friends with my long lost cousin.
I actually
disappeared for 30 years.
I have a long lost cousin. My uncle got a woman pregnant and she never told him. And, it was just like a girl he was dating or whatever casually. And like 25 years later, she tracked him down and found him. And she like worked at Nordstrom's like downtown. She lives here in Portland.
And you bought your pair of Birkenstocks from her?
No. I never bought those Birkenstocks. But she lives like 5 minutes away on Stark. She like lives down the street from me. I'm like, I probably see her. I walk by her at Target.
And I
don't really know her that well. I'm in the same boat as you, as I'm saying. I don't have time for long-lost cousins.
I have plenty.
I have cool ordinary cousins that I don't spend enough time with.
Cool. You wish you have a cousins you wish you were lost, that were lost.
Well, maybe a couple. Yeah, like Hayden, you son of a bitch.
Hayden, what's he up to?
I don't know, man. I should, there we go. I don't spend enough time. I should reach out to him, see how he's doing.
I drive past guest of the show, Hayden.
That's right.
Episode 69, I believe.
Maybe.
I think that's right.
Shit, that was a long time ago.
And yeah, there's been people on the podcast that I'm like, I just saw them last. They were on the podcast like oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago. I'm like, oh shit, I haven't seen that person for a year and a half.
Like your cousin, what's his name? Matt? No. Ben. Josh? Dave. Mike?
Keep going. Brian.
Brian. Fuck, I knew it was like ordinary white dude name.
Yep. I talk to him all the time.
Oh, there you go.
He's still doing his thing, man.
Well, good job. Good for you.
Good job.
So proud of you.
He's one of the good ones. He's not even, the reason is he's not a blood cousin. He's married to my cousin.
Oh.
I don't talk to his wife ever. And I've snatched up, him up.
Yeah, right.
Is it my cousin?
Wait, didn't they get divorced?
They're getting divorced.
Oh. So he's no longer your cousin-in-law?
He's going to get me in the divorce.
Yeah.
To write me into that paperwork.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bros.
What's my deal?
What's your deal?
Besides.
So we all know you have weird food habits for some reason. You don't think syrup is sugar. And you're off
these,
the wagon.
Whoppers are made from maple syrup, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes. I got some Whoppers. By the way, Whoppers, you're kind of a terrible candy. I mean, they're good and crunchy. That's about all they got going for them. Anyway.
One time I got a pack of Whoppers.
Yeah.
And there was a couple bad ones in there. Like they were.
They overripe?
They weren't crunchy. Yeah. Bad idea. They weren't crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
They were chewy and tough. And I think they turned into milk duds. I think Whoppers, expired Whoppers, turn into milk duds.
If you leave them on the vine longer, they turn into milk duds.
I think so.
I love that idea. Yeah. No, that's...
They are the raisins.
And then eventually
of
raisinettes. All right. I have two disorders. We'll run through these. They're pretty quick. Do you like to... do you have rumination disorder? That's where you barf up your food and chew it again and then swallow it back down.
Now I feel like pelicans.
Is that something you're up to?
Why don't
you
rename this pelican disorder? No, pelicans.
Also, cows do that.
Cows do it?
Yeah. That's the type of animal they are.
No, I do not.
You don't? Okay.
Wait. I'm
just asking.
Okay. All right. Rheumatoid disorder. No, I do.
Rumination
not.
Disorder.
Rumination.
All right. It is common with adults who have developmental delay or intellectual disabilities. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Checks out,
but I guess not. So completely. When you swallow food, that's it. Stays down.
Well, I wish...
Most of the time.
Let's take this back. I wish, like I've said in the past, I hate it when I drink too much and throw up an expensive meal.
Right.
And I wish I could...
Capture it on the way out.
Push it back down because I'm like, I just spent $13 on that hamburger fries combo.
God damn it. That was a lot of money. One time
my body
I was
won't let me because it turns gross.
My brother-in-law Mike was when they were living with us. We stopped at Fred Meyer and we got 2 half gallons of chocolate milk. Mm-hmm. He loves chocolate milk and I love chocolate milk.
So next time I'm going over to his place.
Dude, bring him one and he'd be psyched. And anyway, for whatever dumb male reason, we decided to see who could drink theirs the fastest.
A half gallon
of chocolate milk.
They don't sell it in gallon form, right?
I think maybe, but generally you see it in the half gallon, the more slender, you know, about 2 liters for you metrics. And anyway, so we both sat there and chugged a half gallon of chocolate milk. And I won, of course,
okay.
As we all assume would have happened.
You and, love chocolate milk that much more than Mike.
Well, you know, I got a wider throat due to some personal training that I do. Anyway, I felt immediately awful, and I went in the bathroom and vomited up most of it. And I got to tell you, throwing up chocolate milk that's still cold is a dream. It was so nice. I was just like, soft chocolate milk coming back up. Because it's not all acidic, you know, and awful, like typically when you vomit. And then Mike didn't throw up, and he was just like groaning all night because his stomach hurt. And I felt like a king.
Did you tell him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very obvious.
Well, did he say, I won, by the way?
Well, he kept it down, so technically he did win.
Okay.
But I drank it faster. So, in my heart, in the hearts and minds, I won. Okay. Second disorder. Well, this one's also quick. Do you have a craving to eat non-food substances such as dirt, paint, or soap?
Not currently.
Okay. That's called pica.
So we'll
cross off two.
In my youth, I'm sure, I used to chew on paper.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's not... I mean, you like, I need to eat this toilet paper or whatever?
No, but...
Pica's pretty interesting. People eat, like, toothpicks or nails or weird stuff that's not food.
Stuff that... Come on, guys. Get with the stuff that's like not X-rays. Pointy.
It's, like, full of needles in their belly. Like,
why? Yeah, pica.
Because their brains are broken.
But can't you, like, softer things that aren't as pokey?
Well, those people don't end up in the ER needing x-rays.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Here's to all those pica fellas and ladies out there.
just keep eating soft stuff.
Eating Nerf bullets.
Yeah. Oh, man. They're so delicious. I just can't stop.
You think they shoot out like a Nerf gun?
Oh, they 100% do. As we all know.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
That one's a complete no from
me. No, okay.
You mark that off.
They're both no's.
Which one?
So we're making good progress.
If we get to a point where we find one, does it have like prescriptions to take to help?
Yeah, I have a box of drugs.
So okay.
We'll figure out something. I'll mix you up a cocktail.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. We'll fix you right up.
Turns out Whoppers are what?
Yeah, it's Whoppers. No, those are power pellets. They're for medicine.
You bring over this giant, I'm like, John, these look a lot like Whoppers.
No. Or Mike and Ike's.
Mike and Ike's.
Yeah. No, so the reason I have Whoppers, I brought my mom was planning on our family reunion this summer, which we canceled finally. And, you know, she's retired. She doesn't have a lot to do. So she's always planning things like 6 months ahead. And for the reunion, she'd been buying snacks and cookies and crackers and things.
Just
for the reunion.
Little bits at a time.
Yeah. And so she's amassed this hoard of snacks to feed her hoard of children and grandchildren, which is now canceled. So she divvied them all up and sent them off to us. So when I was there for 4th of July yesterday, she gave me like 3 boxes of shit to eat. And I have like Whoppers and Sour Patch Kids and jelly beans and fucking handy snacks and popcorners and all kinds of
shit. Oh, man.
So I'm loaded up with snacks at home.
Your mom's so awesome.
Yeah, she is pretty awesome. After enough of us kids moved out, one room in the house is called the snack room. It is a dedicated room full of snacks. So if you go over to my mom's house at any time, any day of the year, there are granola bars.
She's got a full-on fruit snacks, pantry in her guest bedroom.
Basically, yeah. You're like, oh, let me get some Sunny D over here and a package of Sixlets. My mom loves Sixlets for some reason.
Are those the little chocolate balls that are in like straw containers for some reason?
Yeah, I don't know. She always has like weird grandma candy, but I'm into it. I always wonder if Smarties.
I wonder if grandmas get a discount on grandma candy.
You go to the grocery store, you're like, hey. Show me where the grandma candy is. It's like this back room behind some beads. Like, here you go. There's all these hard candies.
You looking for Werther's?
Yeah.
Got those originals over here.
Oh, yeah. Give me some of those. And they're all like crazy cheap. Like, we know you. We know you grandmas love this kind of shit. Mentos is another one. My mom always has like fruit Mentos in her purse. And my kids know it. You know, this is all for grandkids.
It's all to make children love you.
Yes, exactly.
It's like people that hand out free candy, pedophiles and grandparents.
And grandmas, yeah. And so whenever my mom comes over, they're like pawing at her purse because they know there's candy in there. And it's Mentos for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, they're good. They're, you know, it's all candy. So I'll eat it. I'm like, Mom, give me some of those Mentos.
That was my favorite part. My grandma had me because she was just had ice cream. Candy. She had that grandma candy jar and she didn't tell me no. Yeah. She would just let me go for it.
Oh, man.
She would.
I can't wait for that day.
She would silent. Sometimes she would judge me in my later teens.
Boy, you're really going to town on that candy over there, Brooks.
You just had that big old, the big Montana at Arby's. And yeah. You're still hungry?
How many of those are you going to eat
that
there,
can fill up a, can fill up a man from Montana. That's why they name it that.
You're like, yeah, so.
You're from Oregon.
I started doing this thing with my daughter. I'm like, don't tell mom, but you can have this cookie. And so whenever she wants like a cookie, she's like, shh, don't tell mom. And it's funny because she's terrible at hiding it. You know?
Tanya listens to the podcast.
I know she does. She knows. So yeah, yesterday she's like, can I have these cookies? Don't tell mom. And it's like, okay, I cannot refuse that. It's so cute. So she gets away with a lot. That girl of mine.
Can I go out with my boyfriend?
Don't tell mom.
I'll be like, okay, it's fine. Have fun. He's 37.
That's cool. Just don't say anything to mom. Oh, he rides a motorcycle? Cool. I'm a terrible parent. I don't that's obvious. I think people know that.
Yeah, you got to be some kind of parent.
So. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm going to be around, I might as well be a bad parent. Give them all kinds of
fucked up
things for therapy
easier.
To straighten out later.
It's easier sometimes.
To do what?
To be a bad parent.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fuck, man. If only.
If only. All right, Brooks.
I save all that for not off the podcast.
Can I ask you a question? Superfan Tanya.
Superfan Tanya, send us in 49 great questions. And here is question 23.
Who's the most annoying person you've ever met? Present company excluded. The next one's a real stumper, a real thinker.
There was a fella that I worked with.
Yeah. Oh, one of your helpers, probably. Some of those guys are pretty awful.
Yeah, they were. R.I.P. Guy helper, I assume. That helped me out a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that guy's dead for sure.
Probably dead.
Yeah.
There was a guy, you know, most annoying, just people that, how can I say this? There's a fella that ratted me out.
Oh, no.
People that don't understand my particular form of humor.
Right.
And take it as abuse or, you know, anger towards them.
Right. They didn't get it. You were trying to bully someone and they spoke up.
He called me a bully to a manager of mine.
Yeah.
And... you know what? I stopped being a bully to him because I just stopped talking to him.
That's good.
Motherfucker.
That's what he wanted.
I was bullying him. It wasn't a joke, John.
Oh, no.
He caught on to my non-
quit grabbing me.
Joke bully.
I'm sorry. There was a kid growing up who was the children of one of my mom's friends, you know, my parents' friends.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Jared. And I fucking hated that guy. And I always had, it seemed like we were always over at their house and I always had to fucking hang out with him. And he was just the worst. I was never really like, friends with him.
You guys are the same age.
Yeah. You're now friends. And
you're
I was
best
like,
friends
I hate
now.
This guy. And yeah, I always hated going over their place. But, you know, you do what you have to when you're a kid.
I hope our kids don't.
Oh, they're going to fucking hate each other.
Fuck. There was this guy named Jackson.
I know. That guy
sucked. My dad always brought me over to his house.
Yep.
And shit.
He was always pushing me down, beating me up. He's so fucking tall, that piece of shit.
I was just trying to show him how great I was at Mario Kart.
Yeah. He never let me play. Well, our kids don't know each other anymore. It's been too long.
It's the
child memories are, what, 3 months?
It's like a quarter of half your son's life. Oh, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, no, Andy is... he's never seen anyone.
We were like two peas in a pod from 0 to 4 months.
And now you're a complete stranger to him. He's gone through that stage, too, that all babies do, where he's really attached to his mom and partially his dad, but primarily his mom. And he like, whenever we see my mom, he's, like, scared or aunts or uncles. He's really a stranger danger right now.
Has your mom ever thought about putting on that Tanya mask I got her for Christmas last year?
Well, it's too realistic. It really creeps her out. And it really turns me on.
Which creeps you out also.
Cut that out. Put that at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that's it. I got nothing. My life is completely boring and nothing's happened. I painted some stuff. That was like the most exciting thing that's happened to me.
I'm going on vacation next week. After 1 week.
I'm constantly on vacation.
We're going to have to figure out how to do another podcast sometime.
Okay.
So our fans don't miss out.
Right. Yeah. They'll be riding in the streets.
What would happen? Nobody would notice. And yeah, no only one would. I would be like, hey, I didn't put out a podcast last week.
Yeah. Maybe Rob would be like, huh.
What happened? You guys probably died.
Brett might say something. He still listens.
Brett fucking says something.
He'll text me something like a rebuttal.
Our other friend who has a podcast who hasn't put out an episode in 4 months.
Fucking Brett, get on it. And
is it weird that most of the listeners to our podcast also have
their own podcasts? Well, it makes sense that the people who are really into podcasts decided to do their own podcasts. My wife still does listen.
She'll be like, hey,
for some reason.
Wait a minute. John took off last Sunday night.
And he didn't go anywhere.
He was gone for three. You just go out to the street and sit in your car for three hours
and I stare at the wall. I go back inside. Okay, it went pretty well.
Good podcast. Yeah. Brooks had some funny things to say.
Yeah. For some reason, my wife thinks you're pretty funny. So she'll still keep listening.
I don't know.
You don't know why.
I got my first haircut.
Oh, yes. This is big news.
Big news. John, I got my first haircut in 4 months.
Is that right?
Since pre-quarantine.
Okay.
And at that time, my hair was pretty long on top. But look at me, John. Do I look cooler?
I guess. Yeah, it looks nice. Mm-hmm. I kind of miss that wild hairdo.
It's turns out I just needed a beard and a fancy haircut because my hair was so long.
Yeah.
I feel like I could fit in at one of those hipster bars skinnier jeans and some, I think, black frame glasses are out, or are they?
Oh, no. Are they? Yeah, they still look good.
I feel like I got black frame glasses and everybody else went to all the cool folks went to the clear frame glasses.
Oh, is that right? I don't know. Mine have a fucking American flag on them.
you're fucking patriotic. What?
No,
John.
I got them from America's Best, like the cheapest, shittiest glasses you could possibly buy.
Well, my dealer was Ingrid, and she no longer works at that.
I see.
That glasses place.
And I bet, yeah. But she's happy. She jumped ship right before the whole world crashed and burned.
She's got to be the happiest person ever for getting on unemployment, getting that sweet $600.
Well, she got established before the world collapsed.
A week before it collapsed. And now
everybody else is like waiting 2 months for their unemployment checks and stuff. So good for you, Ingrid.
But how am I supposed to get glasses? Her shop that I deliver to, I can't even go in anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably sped up my day because people just come and just take the packages from me at their front door and then leave.
Oh, right.
I don't have time to dilly-dally.
Yeah.
And chit-chat and, you know.
I never chit-chat with my UPS guy.
Well, it's because.
And I typically, like 90% of the time, I go out, I open the door and I stand by him and he just hands it to me. He doesn't even have to walk down his two steps.
You don't even know his name.
No, of course not.
You should get to know him.
Why?
I don't know.
He's just a robot automaton to me. I don't give a shit about that guy. No, he's nice. I'm always very friendly with
him. We're people too, John.
Nope.
We're people.
I was like, if a drone could do your job, I would prefer it.
I actually like the sound of a drone.
Yeah. I'd rather have that. One thing I got to say.
What's that?
While I have my stump to stand on.
What don't you like this time, John?
Yeah.
What is it? Handicapped people are you against?
No.
Fat people last week? Yeah. What is it this week? More fat people shaming?
No, no. The people we need to drag out into the street and beat with a stick are the people who are lighting off fucking mortars at midnight. Okay, I'm into fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking go crazy. You know what I mean? 4th of July comes once a year. You know, I don't even care if it's a week plus or minus 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
Light off some fireworks. It's cool. I'm into it.
Midnight. Draw the
line. If it's midnight and you're out there lighting a fucking mortar, you need to reevaluate a little bit, you know?
But
what are you doing? Everyone is asleep.
What they're doing is they spent $1,400.
Save it for tomorrow. Wait till 9:30 tomorrow.
Today is a fucking America's birthday, right?
It's fucking midnight. Okay?
It's America's birthday. Yeah. You know what sucks about this year? 4th of July, yeah. It's on a Saturday.
What's wrong with that?
I don't get a day off.
Oh, I took Friday off.
Oh, must be nice, you son of a bitch.
I was like, hey, boss, tomorrow, wink, wink, is a holiday, right? He's like, oh, you want to take the day off? Go ahead. So.
You won't be paid for tomorrow, by the way.
No. No, I wasn't. But I spent the day sanding and painting. So it worked out pretty well.
Getting ready to light off those mortars at midnight?
I didn't buy any mortars, but I'm into it. You know, I like illegal fireworks as much as the next guy.
We took the kids.
For people who don't live in Oregon, we cannot buy fireworks that leave the ground.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever dumb reason.
I was explaining.
And your sparks can only go 10 feet, I think is the limit. So Oregon has really restrictive fireworks for some reason. While Washington, our neighbor to the north.
15-minute
whatever
drive.
The fuck you want.
What is it, 10 minutes from your house, yeah. Washington?
Yeah, it's like right there. So everyone just drives across, buys a shitload of explosive, you know, fun, actually cool fireworks and brings them back here. So Portland just goes crazy, you know.
I was explaining them. Fireworks to and the government to my children. My children are learning a lot.
Yeah,
this year about the government. Jamie's just telling them things that were secret to us until we reached about 22.
Well, like what? What are these secrets?
The government, fucking what? Taxes the and government? Whatnot. Taxes,
yeah,
and whatnot. You know, Dad makes this much, but.
Uncle
Sam takes 20% of that, you know, to pay for roads and schools and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But here in Oregon, we can't have cool fireworks, but 15 minutes that way we can.
Right. And we bring them back here and light them off and no one really gives a shit. So
probably this might be the year where they're all out of money for harassing.
Oh, yeah, right.
Taxpaying.
Individuals.
Firework loving individuals.
Yeah, it's probably not a great time to be a police officer.
What's going on, John?
You know, just stuff. Normal like, stuff.
You thought picking on African-American fellas was bad. Have you tried lighting off a mortar at 10 o'clock in front of your house?
Huh? Yeah. Are they coming after?
Way worse.
Oh, I see. But yeah, I mean, my neighbor, like directly behind me, he was going apeshit all night. Luckily, my kids, you know, if you close the windows, it's not really that big a deal. I saw a lot of people on Reddit were like, you know, it's bad for dogs and people with PTSD. And I get it. It sucks because you can't escape it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing you can really do. And I do feel for dogs, but we should just, you know, as a society, be like, okay, after 10 to midnight, that's it.
We, in my youth... Someone legally distinct from me, mm-hmm. not me,
right,
would do some illegal things with these legal fireworks, making them illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Tampering with them.
Yeah. So making, you take a Piccolo Pete.
You take 20 Piccolo Petes.
And you wrap them up in electrical tape and then you smash them.
No, we would take. Then,
or you bury them in the ground. That works too.
Oh. You take them and you empty out the powder into a 2 liter of soda.
Right.
And then you put a wick in the cap, and it makes a big boom.
Oh,
makes
cool.
Big explosion.
You ever done dry ice bombs?
I did dry ice bombs do the same thing, but they're uncontrollable.
And they're
you have no
a million times louder.
And you have no idea how long it's going to take.
Oh, yeah. It's a real guessing
it's
game.
Like with you. It's like, okay, add this dry ice, crushed up dry ice to a 2 liter.
Pour some water in there.
Pour some water and then put it in.
At some point, it will explode.
And then you just screw the crack cap on real quick and then run back to watch from who knows how long?
Maybe a minute?
Maybe 5 minutes?
In my experience, it explodes as soon as you decide to walk up to it and try to pick it up.
Let's somebody start walking towards that thing. Oh no, a car's coming down the street. What's going
on? Another fun thing is
you were out in the country, so you could be like, let's do this in a field.
Yeah, you just check in the field. It's fine. No one gives a shit.
We were like, there were cars coming and going like quite frequently.
Yeah, you don't want to be that kind of kid. Well, whatever. We used to take ground bloom flowers. And you could crush them a little bit and those would explode. Mm-hmm. Or if you like flipped them over and set them on top of their wick, they would light and shoot up in the air. Mm. That was fun. So you get some fire up on your roof.
Yep.
Which is something you're always looking for.
My parents were always afraid of their roof catching on fire because our corner was the best corner for lighting off fireworks.
I see. Yeah.
Like had the least amount of trees, rougherage. Roughage?
What's happening?
Roughage?
Foliage? There you go.
I think I'm combined roughage and foliage.
Yeah, they're similar. Roughage is like
vegetables?
Yeah, like stuff you eat for your body.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That is high in fiber.
Yeah, I said what I said, John.
To help you poop. Okay, I get you. Were you eating leaves? Was it a big dog?
What was that thing that, yeah.
Rumination disorder?
Okay, we're coming back.
Okay.
Put maybe by that one.
Let me change it to maybe.
Thank you.
Yep.
But yeah. And Jamie, for some reason, told our kids about tithing.
Tithing for churches.
That came up.
Interesting.
There's this church that we drive past on the way back from the coast, like some small town church. It's called Church of the Wild Woods.
Okay.
But times maybe not so good for that church. So they clear-cutted all the trees around.
Sure.
So it's still called Church of the Wild Woods, but it's just complete clear-cut around the church.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to have to change their name to Church of the Clear-Cut. And then Jamie said, you know what? People go there, and they give the tithe, which is 10% of their income.
Well, it depends on the religion.
Wasn't tithe mean 10th? They're supposed to. If they love Jesus enough,
it depends.
They'll give their 10%.
It's not the same for all religions, but that's the way it is in the Mormon religion.
I'd be searching out the one with like the least percentage.
Hey, what's a cheap religion?
Like you'll see signs for houses up for sale and it's like, we only charge a 1.5% listing fee.
Oh, yeah. So that's what you're in the market for.
So I'm like, what's this church got up on the
Really spent any time in church growing up?
I didn't realize you were supposed to put the collection plate came around and my mom would throw $20 in it every once in a while or whatever. But that seemed like a lot of money.
What church did you go to?
Just some random Unitarian church where everybody can go to.
Okay. Is that the one where they have like gay priests and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a woman minister.
What?
And she met with the Dalai Lama one time.
No way.
And they had like different teachings from around the world.
What? Did they fight?
No, they were friends.
Huh. I don't know.
And they just like tied it in with their, you know.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And they were like, hey, be cool with
each other. The whole point is to fight the other religion.
You can even come here if you don't believe.
And
I was like, but why would I come here?
How about I don't? Yeah, I know in the Mormon religion, you are required to give 10%. As 10% on your gross income, not your net income.
Really?
Yeah.
Before taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a shitload of money. And, my parents always did that. As far as I know, my mom still does it.
And I've heard they check, like, to make sure that you were giving the correct amount?
So when you're in the church, when you're in the Mormon church and you want to go to the temple and do like extra cool church stuff, in order to get into the temple, you have to have a recommend from your bishop, from your local pastor.
Okay. So if
that's one of the things he asks you.
If your mom wants to go there and.
Yeah. Which she does quite frequently.
She can just. And she's got her pass from the bishop.
Yeah, she has her pass. So one of the things they ask you, they don't like force you to show them your documents, but they ask you
at the door
to be truthful, like, hey, do you pay your tithing? And you're like, yes, I do. They're like, okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
But if you're just like a normal Joe in the congregation and you just kind of sit in the back and you never talk to anyone, they're not going to bust your balls about it.
Hmm.
But they do want that money. Gotta get that sweet, sweet cash.
How do we get a piece of that?
Well, start your own religion. Or we could join up with the Pastafarians. We could find that guy.
Which guy? What's his name?
I don't know. Something. He lives in Portland. Somewhere.
Oh, the Pastafarian guy.
Yeah. Flying spaghetti monster.
Do you think he's on TikTok?
That's the only way you talk to anyone anymore?
I'll reach out to him on TikTok.
All right, good.
I'll like one of his videos and I'll comment. I'd be like, hey, man, you want to come on our podcast sometime?
I'm sure he'd be into it.
We won't even make you dance at all.
Yeah, you made me dance.
Little to no dancing going on in this basement.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, John.
You okay? I'm sleepy.
I didn't have my rock star. You gave me too many liquids. I was like, it's either this 24-ounce...
There's so much alcohol to
raspberry,
drink.
Raspberry, blackberry, blue... Smirnoff Ice Smash. There's too many words on this can. Come on, guys.
So I was at Plaid, you know, getting our pre-podcast sodas and things to drink.
Dude, and people in the Portland area must know about new sponsor, John.
Oh, Plaid Pantry.
Plaid Pantry.
They don't seem to really enforce the mask in a store policy. No one seems to give a shit at Plaid. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw these for $2 for $7. Smirnoff Ice Smash. Blue raspberry and blackberry. 7% alcohol.
It's delicious.
Or 8% alcohol. And it's a whole pint. It's a big old can of malt liquor with a bunch of added chemicals.
It's a pint plus 7.5 ounces.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
That's 23.5 ounces.
Yeah, it's like drinking a bottle of wine. Half a bottle of wine. And, you know, it gets better as you keep going. Mmm. That delicious blue raspberry we all know and love from nature. I love that, you know, like flavor food chemists were just like, yeah, I don't know, blue raspberry, it's a thing. And we're all like, yeah, okay.
Okay, I believe it.
I'll believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a story about the banana flavoring that we all know from candy.
What's the story, John?
So they don't taste like ordinary bananas that we're used to. And the bananas that we eat now are from a newer variety, the older variety that all the candy was based on. I believe it's called the Cavendish.
Wait, the older variety is what the candy was based?
Is based on? Yeah, from like 80 years ago. And there was a big banana blight that was sweeping through the banana producing countries.
Uh-huh.
And they all switched from the Cavendish to the, I think it's called the Gros Michel or something like that. There's like a new whatever we eat now.
I'm sorry.
And they don't taste the same. And the old banana doesn't taste like the new banana, but the old banana is what candy's based on.
So the old banana
tastes like the candy?
Is way better, right, then?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everybody likes the old banana better.
And they died off completely?
Not completely, but for like commercial purposes, you can't really grow them anymore because there's a fucking banana blight. And there's apparently a new blight that might wipe out the current banana strain. And they're working real hard to fix it so we can still have bananas. I don't really give a shit. I don't really like bananas, so... It's not for me.
I really want one of those old bananas.
You can probably find one.
Okay, you think I can buy one on Amazon?
Yeah, yeah.
Be in here in 2 days?
Yeah, you probably can.
All right, thanks, John. We will figure out. Thanks, John.
Yes. What? What happened?
For coming over once again.
You're
on this
welcome,
lovely
buddy.
Sunday night.
I know. It's beautiful out.
It's still even light out there.
Oh, boy.
You maybe maybe some fireworks will
I hope so. Oh, I can't wait.
You want to go climb in that hot tub?
Yeah, sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.